Continue to allow yourself throughout the day to see that you're doing what you're doing because you want to. Instead of moaning that you have to shovel the snow outside, you can talk internally about what you want. Think about the clean sidewalk. Think about what you want, not what you don't want. Talk to yourself about the good feeling you get in the cold, fresh air when the task is complete and your muscles are pleasantly humming and the snow is all shoveled. You want that. You know you do. So accept it. Let it in. You are already happy deep down inside, so accept it. Let it be real. It's not going to kill you or keep you from solving life's problems if you're happy. In fact, it will help you. Happy people have more creative energy. Nobel laureate Albert Schweitzer once observed, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success." Be aware of how much you truly enjoy every journey to a goal, even small ones, like the goal of a clean walkway after a snowstorm. Let yourself know how much you enjoy it, each shovelful. Thinking you do it because you should or because you have to is just an old habit of moping around like a victim. It often starts in childhood. It's a carryover from underdeveloped positive emotions. Don't keep it up all your life. Your life is about evolving, building on the good, keeping the best, and moving on. Being a victim got you sympathy sometimes, but it didn't get you the life you wanted. In fact, the sympathy you got probably led you to even more self-pity, and the downward spiral continued into truly depressing fatigue. I once heard the priest Father Jack Spalding deliver a sermon on self-pity, during which he yelled out to his congregation, "Get off the cross! We need the wood!" That wood he was talking about is something you can build things with. Build a life. Don't try to make a living. Reinvent yourself from someone to whom things happen to someone who builds.
So it's funny that he used snow shoveling as an example, because recently we had our first big snowfall and I was not happy. Like all week I was out there and I was grumbling. So it's just funny, like even though I read this book and I forgot about this particular example, we still, all of us, we still lapse into, you know, victim thinking from time to time. And it's partly why I teach this stuff, so I can learn it, right? But getting back to you, this idea of envisioning the end result and knowing that what you're doing goes towards that, it's exactly what, you know, playing music, playing an instrument is like. You're always working on something you can't do. You only have two choices on an instrument. You either play the stuff you always played, and therefore just never grow, and you just, the music you're playing there's nothing new in it. You know, people say, I feel stuck. I've just been playing the same old thing, you know, for years. It's not really that joyful. Or you're working on something new, in which case, yes, there's potential for joy, and there's also potential for frustration because you can't do what you're working on, right? That's why you're working on it. But if you can see the overall result, if you can visualize it, it reminds me of Stephen Covey's. You ever heard of Stephen Covey, The Seven Steps to Success? What's his book called? Oh, it's called The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. So one of them is begin with the end in mind. All right. So actually, I'm just going to tell you the seven habits. One, be proactive. Two, begin with the end in mind. Three, put first things first. Four, think win-win. Five, seek first to understand, then be understood. Six, synergize. And seven, sharpen the saw. So notice that the first two elements are the ones we've been talking about. Be proactive, i.e. you're already doing that, taking lessons for over a year now. And two is what we're talking about, begin with the end in mind. And so, you know, you may not feel like going to work on any particular day or shoveling the snow or even coming to your lesson, but you know that overall, you know, it's going to pay the bills or have the walkway clean or get you good on guitar. So you do those things, you know. So it's good to be reminded of this. Everyone should be reminded of this. I once heard it referred to as visioneering, where you reverse, you start with Whatever you want to do, you start with what the end result is going to look like and then plan backwards. So you're reverse engineering your vision. All right? Here's the next quote.